President Obama has extended the deadline to sign up for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act because of problems with the healthcare.gov website. Wisconsin is also considering a longer sign-up period for those who will no longer be eligible for Badger Care and those leaving the state's high-risk insurance pool. Shemaine Mills tells us about the frustration and expectations of some of those directly involved.
It's said that necessity is the mother of invention. So when people had trouble signing up online for private health coverage on the federal exchange, those with a stake in the system scrambled to come up with alternatives. The state sent out paper applications to those who would no longer be eligible for Medicaid. Some navigators took to the phones to enroll people. And at least one health insurer is simulating what the federal site was meant to do. Calculate subsidies. This helps avoid sticker shock when potential customers see the total cost of coverage, not just their share. James Baird is vice president of individual sales at WPS Insurance. Its subsidiary, Arise, is selling plans on the federal health exchange.
Without knowing what the subsidy amount is or if a person is even eligible, it's really hard for them to know what to do. At least having that bit of information really makes a difference. It gives them direction.
A federally approved navigator in northern Wisconsin says enrollment by phone is one method they're using. Brad Gingras is with SEP, the Concentrated Employment Program in Ashland.
Well, there are some people that have gone online and been able to get through the entire process flawlessly. Others have not had that same experience, but in many cases, through different methods, you can still get signed up. So, for example, we immediately just called the 1-800 hotline number.
The expectations and frustrations are evident at enrollment fairs around the state. At one in Milwaukee, Melvin Gillespie can't understand why healthcare.gov isn't working as well as it should.
This is computer age. Why can't we get the glitches out right away, you know?
He's helping his wife, Patricia, transition from Medicaid to private coverage. He's hoping they'll find more coverage for less cost and that doctors will be more willing to take private insurance instead of Medicaid, which has a lower reimbursement rate.
No, doctors don't take it. You got to shop around to find someone that takes it.
Another person at the Milwaukee Health Forum was Janice Harrell. She was helping her adult daughter sign up for coverage since she's expected to lose Badger Care.
Without any coverage, you know, and you're already on the poverty level, you don't have the money to pay for that emergency room bill or that doctor's bill.
Harrell's confident her daughter will find a plan that suits her needs. However, Patricia Gillespie is not as optimistic. She'll easily transition from Badger Care to an affordable private plan. And she says politics at both the national and state level are partly to blame.
So political, so unreal. I always thought it was united we stand, divided we fall.
Some of that divisiveness is likely to be on display as state lawmakers discuss the governor's proposal to extend the health care sign-up period to March 31st. Democrats have repeatedly asked the governor to reconsider his decision not to take federal money for Medicaid expansion. Republicans have seized on the technical troubles of a law they unsuccessfully tried to overturn in court and at the ballot box. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's what's going on here in Wisconsin. At the national level, President Obama set November 30th as the deadline by which the healthcare.gov website will, quote, work smoothly for the vast majority of users, end quote. That deadline passed this weekend. Now we'll take a look at whether that deadline was a success. Here with us is Politico's healthcare editor, Joanne Kennan. Joanne, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the White House says, hey, healthcare.gov is working a lot better than it was. It's mostly working. What's your perspective on that? Has it been fixed?
It hasn't been 100% fixed. It is clearly better. What people are getting today, and some people are confused about, they're getting this, what they did is they created like this cyber waiting room. They're calling it a queuing system. So if the system gets really crowded, instead of getting like completely knocked off and getting a crash and having the whole thing coming down, they do put you in a cyber waiting room and you get a message saying, it's busy, hold on a second. Some people have seen that and then tweeted, oh, it's down, it's crashed. It's actually, we had that message and we got in, and I didn't personally, but one of the reporters I work with got in like less than a minute. So when the tech guys monitoring the system see that it's beginning to get crowded or see that it's beginning to get a little slower, they make sure it doesn't go over the capacity. And by putting people in sort of this overflow room, they're keeping the system working. Traffic is very high, and it has not done a total crash as far as we know.
And is the capacity for traffic before people get sent into the waiting room higher than the old capacity before it crashed outright for people?
It seems to be. I mean, it's not as high as the first day or two when, you know, you had something like 2 million people came on. But we've been told it was like 350,000 by early afternoon or midday. And that is much higher than a typical Monday has been. We did expect today to be high. It's Cyber Monday, and for reasons that escape me, people who not only buy Christmas presents on Cyber Monday, but they buy health insurance. We know this from data in like Massachusetts and the Medicare plans and so forth. Today is actually a big healthcare buying day.
No kidding.
So we were, that's what they tell us. So we were sort of watching, you know, is this going to crash, particularly around 2 o'clock this afternoon, which supposedly is also a peak time on a peak day. It did not crash. This queuing thing has confused some people because they, you know, like even one of our photographers said, look, it's down, it crashed. And it's not down. It's waiting.
You're on hold, in effect,
I mean, the system's not falling. The system isn't,
completely crashing.
I mean, the system is, if you're a tech guy and you're watching traffic flow through the steps in the site, you probably haven't jumped off the ledge yet today. You're biting your nails, but you're not over the ledge.
And the Obama administration is saying at least a measured success here?
They're careful because they don't want to, they have this sort of, vicious circle. If they say, hey guys, come back, it's all perfect, and a gazillion people flood on, they're going to crash it. So they have to be sort of measured. They have to say, as one of our reporters wrote the other day, they can't put up the mission accomplished banner. They can't say it's totally fixed because there's still going to be bumps and there's still going to be this queuing. I mean, if you go onto a commercial site, you're not sent into a cyber waiting room, right? You get what you ordered. But the, they're basically cautiously optimistic or sort of guardedly saying nice things about the site. I mean, it's not a meltdown.
So how far along, big picture here, are they toward the goal of having 7 million enrollees by the end of March, I think it is?
Not far. The only official figures we've gotten were the October figures, which were very, very, very low. I mean, we felt editorially safe using words like puny. It was like 27,000 people had gotten on through the federal exchange. There are some early signs that November was a little better, but remember, November is still a month where this website really wasn't great. But we don't think when we get those numbers, we get the November numbers in about 2 weeks. One White House source told one other media today that it was 100,000 people, but nobody's confirmed that. It's early numbers. It's an estimate. We assume they're going to be better than October. We don't think they're going to be great. And it's going to be a struggle to go. They basically lost 2 out of the 6 months. The enrollment was supposed to go from October 1st to through March 31st. Basically, people did not get on in October and November. So they're going to have to make up that time if they can.
Do you get a sense that the White House is trying to nerf expectations a little and maybe back away from that 7 million number between now and then?
That 7 million number was originally not, in fact, they talked about this today. That 7 million number was not originally a White House goal. That 7 million number was the Congressional Budget Office has to, make some budget estimates. How much money is the government going to spend this year? What do we think is going to go on? And they calculated, we think 7 million people are going to go on this year into the exchanges. And that number was needed to figure out what it was going to cost, what the subsidies for people and so forth are going to cost. And over time, that sort of it bubbled up as a budget estimate. It did become like the goal. The White House today said, that was a CBO number. That's not a goal. And to me, it's the optics of that are they're trying to get out from under that 7 million. Now, if you're an actuary, you're probably less concerned about whether it's 7 million or who the 7 million are. I mean, an actuary would probably be happier. An insurance company might be happier with a little less but healthier people than, if they had 10 million people and every one of them were really, really, really sick. I mean, if you had 10 million people who were all pregnant women having quadruplets, you would not be happy. So, I mean, that's an exaggerated example. But insurers care about risk, and they care about the risk pool, which is the people that they're covering. The number is part of the story, but sort of the mix of old, young, healthy, sick is also a part of the story.
And to wrap up, this is still a work in progress, the website, right? The mechanics are still down under the hood and working on it, aren't they?
Yeah, one of the issues is something, it's this obscure thing none of us had ever heard of before. They're called 834 files. And basically, that once you go on to healthcare.gov and you sign up, that information, if I were to go on and sign up, my information still has to then get to the insurer that I chose, to Blue Cross, Aetna, whoever I'm on. And that has been really problematic. The insurers are not getting the information. They're getting wrong information. They're getting duplicate information. They're getting cancellation notices. It's a big mess. We as consumers don't see that, but we would see it in January if we tried to go get covered and we didn't have the correct insurance card, we don't appear in the computer, et cetera. That's sort of a priority now. If you hear people talking about the back end, that's what they're talking about, the business side, the accounting, the reconciliation, making sure this enrollment information actually gets to the insurer so they can have accurate information and sign people up.
Joanne, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Joanne Kennan, healthcare editor for Politico.